Some people are estimating that it is above 19 billion now. Let me see. Share this. Let's get there.
There's new fallout from allegations of widespread fraud in Minnesota. The latest cases involve several daycare centers, which each received millions of dollars in government funding, being found to not be legitimate at all. Federal prosecutors say this could all add up in the end to being $9 billion in fraud. It's really incredible. National correspondent Christine Frizzell reports.
This door is locked.
This facility is licensed for 40 children.
Here, let's just go over to the video. We ain't even got to do that. We're just going to go straight to the video. This is Nick Shirley, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Nick Shirley did the impossible. Nick Shirley did what FBI agents during the Biden administration, lawmakers in Minnesota, state police, politicians, the governor, Congress members. Nick Shirley pulled up to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and did what they could have done in the last 4 to 10 to 20 years and basically exposed probably just a small bit, but basically showed you the rampant fraud that's happening right in front of y'all faces. The rampant fraud that's happening right in front of your faces.
We'd like to ask where the money's going. What do you guys think about the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
I don't think anybody is enabling fraud to happen.
Hold Governor Walz accountable for this.
What was this money spent on? $1.26. This place right here.
Yes.
We're outside of it.
Well, this is actually two daycares are registered here. One of them is Mako, which you see on this sign. The other one is Mini Child Care Center. And between the two of these child care centers, they're pulling in about $3 million a year.
Child care centers that nobody go to, that the federal government is paying for. Child care centers, both of them together, are pulling in about $3 million a year. Just two of them. They saying that this fraud is probably the equivalent of over 18 to 19 early estimates as they uncover it. 18 to 19 billion would it be dollars. They are running up a bag so crazy. So crazy. Meanwhile, y'all niggas was over here trying to do PPP loans, trying to do real estate scams, doing box and truck scams and doing credit card scams. And they just went and opened up some daycares. They put a hijab on, opened up some daycares, threatened the federal government or threatened the local government and said, now, if y'all keep looking into us, we gonna claim racism. And they've been running up billions. What a B. Why do y'all think that they kept saying, oh my God. And I want to hear all of the liberals. I want all of the liberals to come back out and say, I don't understand why you guys are prosecuting and persecuting Somalis. And why are y'all in their business in Minneapolis? Elon Musk said something that resonated with me when they first started doing the Department of Government Efficiency. You know what Elon Musk said? Elon said, the people that complain the loudest when you start to deep dive into what's going on are the ones that are probably the most guilty.
And there are no children. Every facility that you go to, the windows will be blocked out so you can't see in. There's nobody here. You won't see a single child at any of these facilities.
There are indeed no windows. All the windows are blacked out right here. All right, let's go in.
No.
And the child care center is locked. Should we ring the doorbell?
No.
Try to get in, ring the doorbell. Nobody showed up. They're open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. it says here on their sign, yet there's absolutely nobody here. And this building here, right here, has generated millions of dollars, and it seems like business isn't even open right now.
That's crazy, bro.
And if this was a daycare center, it wouldn't just be in some industrialized building. There would be maybe like a playground or something outside.
There's no play area for the kids. So where are the kids? Where's anybody? How can there be nobody here? And it's like this every single day. Let's see.
Once again, I try to find a spot for my son Joey, and they would not open the door.
I want to put my son Joey in daycare. Because I need a spot to put my son Joey.
Yes.
Is this your daycare center?
No, I work there. What's happening?
I just want to put a child in daycare, but all the daycare centers seem to be closed. No one's opening the doors.
You work here?
I was, yeah. What's happening?
Where are the kids?
Yeah.
It says it's licensed for 74 children. Right here, state of Minnesota. Where are the kids? They got paid $1.26 million in fiscal year 2025. It says they have a capacity for 74 children.
Dog is fresh, too. Got the iPods in his ear. Got the Columbia jacket, new jeans. Just came from the barbershop. Beard is lined up. New iPhone 17 Pro. Do this nigga look like a worker? He ain't no worker. He in on it.
When?
Where are the kids? Right here. State of Minnesota website. You work here and you don't know?
I don't know. I was there before. I don't know what's going on.
Were there any kids when you worked here?
He's there. Kids there. What's
How
up?
Many?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
You worked here. Okay, well, then you're not of any help.
Can I put my son in a daycare here?
No, I don't know.
Can I speak to someone?
No, I don't know.
No? Yeah, I would like to see if I can put my...
That's why they be masked up, bro. You're not going to... Listen. I don't believe that a lot of these people are masked up as far as like with the hijabs. I don't believe that they hijabbed up because they're Muslim. I think that they be hijabbed up because it is a form of protection against showing a face, so you don't actually be able to identify who the people are that are participating in the scam. Did you hear what I said? I don't believe that a lot of people that wear hijabs are doing it because they're abiding by the Muslim faith. I believe that there's a lot of women that are participating in the scam and they don't want you to know what they look like. That's what I believe. That's my belief.
I don't know.
Can I speak to someone?
No, I don't know.
No? Yeah, I would like to see if I can put my son Joey here.
Who's your son Joey?
My son Joey. Can I check out daycare center?
No. He's a liar. I'm the owner.
Do you put your kid here in this daycare?
No.
There is one child in there. Yeah, I'd like to know if this is a legit business.
Yeah, I'm scared of you too. How come I explain everything?
You're scared of me?
Yeah.
Why?
You're cutting.
Did she say because of his color? What did I tell y'all?
My color.
What did I tell y'all? I told y'all that the white man, as much as y'all don't want to admit it, that the white man is public enemy number one in the United States of America. There is nobody that is more feared, ostracized, demonized, and is the poster boy for, listen, they see white people. No. I'm scared of you too. I'm scared of you too. We'll stand in front of your face and tell you it's because you white, boy. You white. They've been taught by the best. You know who taught them to fear the white man? I know y'all gonna say it's black people, but no, it's white women. White women have taught every ethnic group outside and inside of the United States of America to fear white men. White men, you are the poster child. You are the poster child for scary, evil, and everything. White women have taught every ethnic group outside of white people to fear white men. When in doubt, which is the same tactic that they use in order to keep the fraud going, claim racism. Claim racism. Become a victim. Absolutely become a victim. 100%. 100%. I've used my black privilege before. We'll talk about it in a minute. Don't worry about it. I've absolutely used my black privilege before. Said Anton is a bootlicker. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I've used my black privilege so effectively. So effectively. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm not supposed to be talking to people with no profile picture. I'll get into my black privilege shortly. Don't worry. I've used it effectively. Effectively. I said everybody not going to be able to get away with black privilege and not me.
You said you're scared of me because of my color. Does that make you a racist?
Yeah, no.
You said you're scared of me because of my color.
I'm not saying you're racist.
You said you're scared of me because of my color. That makes you a racist. So right now, they're all getting mad because he's showing the paperwork of this business being registered as a business. 74 children, no children. We saw one child when the lady opened up the door. So now they're all getting mad.
What was this money spent on? $1.26 million. What was that money spent?
Ask the owner.
There aren't any kids.
Ask the owner and the kids.
Well, then why are you talking for the owner if you're telling me to talk to the owner?
I'm sorry. I'm not understanding what you're talking about.
Do you have a child here?
No.
Does anybody?
No.
Where are the 74 kids? Did you lose them? Did you lose these kids? Do I need to call someone? Do I need to issue an Amber Alert for missing children? Are these children missing? It's not my business that children are missing. 74 infants and toddlers, preschool.
The proof's right there. There's no children anywhere.
It's from the state of Minnesota right here.
I think we're moving on to the next location. Have a good day.
As we continue to show the blatant fraud that was taking place here in Minnesota, Somalis started following us around the city.
And now we're being followed by the Somalis. This is another daycare center. Absolutely no signage. And
look at the money that they're making. Look at the funding that they got for 2025. Wow. Dog, y'all getting 3.4 M's in a 2025 year? 3.4 M's in one fiscal year? No wonder you niggas is walking around in Mercedes and S500s talking about you work hard, but y'all ain't got no goddamn jobs. No wonder. No wonder y'all got all of the funding in the world to be able to start your little punk-ass businesses. The government funded you. The government funded them. The government did this. The government did this. Our liberal government took American taxpayer dollars and funded terrorism and profit from other communities that sit there and tell you that they better than us. This is why I said that we need smaller government. This is why I said that we don't need higher taxes. All of y'all money is going towards all of these people. If you are an American citizen, and you are a Democrat or a liberal, and you're not outraged at this shit, bro. If you're in Minnesota and you're not outraged at this, it's crazy. Y'all, honestly, listen, Tim Walz and Ilhan Omar is who they thought Trump was. Tim Walz and Ilhan Omar is who they thought Trump was. Trying to figure out how was her net worth all of a sudden 30 M's. You don't just get 30 M's all of a sudden. You don't come up on 30 M's. Bro, I work my ass off. I'm not worth 30 M's. I work my ass off every single day. You mean these no face, no name motherfuckers can come over here on temporary protective status and they richer than you? You living paycheck to paycheck every day. You hustling every single day. And they richer than you? How are they richer than you? How do they have more money than you? Well, now you get to see it. Now you get to see it. Now you get to see how they get richer than you. Man, how was these public servants so rich? How was these people driving around in minivans? You want to know why wealth is silent? You want to know why they say wealth is silent? Because it's a fraud. Because it's a lie. Wealth is silent because they don't want you to look into what it is that they're doing to get the wealth. It ain't silent because people don't stunt. People love to stunt. I keep telling y'all, go over there to Monaco during the F1 races. It's people with Ferraris and Bugattis on a yacht. Jeff Bezos is walking around like Lex Luthor right now. People are thieving. Most people got rich, not because they started a business, but because they stole it. They stole it.